mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your bounty hunting couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 31st, 2014.
And this is episode 151.
Woo!
What is going on, everyone? It's Monday night, as Renee has already said.
It is Monday.
Which means it's another show of the Valentine Cast.
Welcome to the Valentine Cast, everybody. Yeah. I'm glad you can make it.
Definitely glad that you can make it and everything. And we want to say hello to our lovely folks in the chat room. What is going on, everybody? Who do we have with us today?
We have Diddy's in the house along with Udella. And Punk Gopher is also here. Zabi is here. I wonder if Muhogan is here in spirit. And JB Hannah in his ever-presentness is here.
Yes, sir.
In a way.
Well, you know what?
Here but not here.
He is always here.
And then Hendo just joined.
Right. Oh, man, we haven't seen Hendo in quite some time. But I will say, JB Hannah, you know, even though he may not be there, but he is here because he does listen to this, you know,
he does.
Later.
So he's here.
Yeah.
He keeps his name here so that he gets a shout out. I know that's what he's doing.
But he also works. He's working right now. So he's working hard.
I know he's working.
For the money. You know what I'm saying?
Working hard for the money.
Working hard.
So hard for the money.
Yeah. So want to say you can always catch this feed live if you're not able to join us at valentinecastlive.com to watch and join the chat room. You can always listen to it on mobile.alphageekradio.com, and we're on channel 2. And we want to thank those folks over at Alpha Geek Radio for allowing us to stream this live, making it possible for not only us, but so many other shows. Also want to say a quick thanks to the folks over at Pretty Lights Music for allowing us to use their music for the intro and outro. And for our music throughout the show, want to thank Andrew Allen Trio and Brian Ibbett from Coverville Records. So just a few shout outs that I want to take care of right there at the top of the
You're
hour.
Always doing shout outs. What's
well,
up?
I just want to thank the folks that really help us out, you know what I'm saying? And I think I'm gonna try to do the podcast shout outs earlier, you know. But, you know, we'll figure it all out and everything else. So I hope everyone is doing well, because Renee and I, we're doing quite well.
Yeah.
You would say?
I'm doing good.
You would say?
Yeah.
All right, so let's not leave everybody waiting, and let's go ahead and jump right into Weekend Wrap-Up!
Boom! That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, Hendo.
God, you people.
Hey, even though he wasn't here, you know, by spirit, by proxy, not spirit, but by proxy of bumper-isms.
Bumper-isms?
Bumper-isms. He was here, so... and yes, let me get out of Facebook, because you know why? I have someone pinging me from work. I have people pinging me from work about work stuff.
On Facebook? Who does
yes,
that?
Yes, on Facebook.
Who pings work stuff on Facebook? That stuff can wait. Seriously. And he's talking back. It's not like we're not doing a podcast right now at all.
Oh.
At all.
All right.
You know.
Anyway.
It's not like we're live.
You know, so this weekend was a weekend that I looked forward to so much. And it was because, of course, it's because I get to spend time with you and everything else. But I got to spend at least 2 days away from work. Work has just been...
Is it calmer when you're home? or when you're at the office?
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, because with work now, with us being mobile, you know, being mobile and being IM, video conferencing and everything else, we just, it doesn't matter. I mean, because unless I'm in a car somewhere, you know, and, but yeah, so it's just one of those things. It's been a little stressful. A lot of timelines that we're trying to hit. It's just been a little stressful. And
yeah, work is stressing you out. I'll be glad when it's not so bad.
Yeah. So, anyway. Oh, God. All right. So this weekend, so what we did this weekend to get my mind off of work and everything else, what we did was we played some Diablo 3.
We did.
We played a ton of it, which we would be talking about, you know, in media for sure. And then also on Thursday, we got our new carpet in.
Woo! The guy came in, got it done in like 2 hours. He was in and out. Yeah. He was a pro.
Yeah.
It was a one-man job too, right?
Yeah, it was a one-man job. And, you know, he was going so fast. You know, we kind of had a feeling this would happen. So where I had did the baseboard paint, where I had touched up the baseboards and everything else, I got the room painted. When he was putting the carpet in, of course, he scratched my baseboards and some of the paint came off. So now I'm going to have to go back through and retouch up some of those areas and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it was kind of sad because I didn't know if we'd have to do it.
Yeah. And then
we went in and I was like, yep, we got to do it.
Oh, yeah. And then Wednesday night, before he got, was it Wednesday night or Tuesday night? Tuesday night, we painted the closet door for the bedroom.
No, it was after he did the carpet.
No.
Oh, we painted. Oh, okay,
yeah. We painted the door.
You painted the door on. Yeah.
Yeah, because we wanted to get that done before he came in because we were going to paint it there in the room.
And we didn't care about getting paint on the carpet.
Paint on the carpet. So we painted it real quick. And then
we really didn't care. You even wrung out the paint sponge onto the old carpet.
Oh yeah, because that was like a edge of it.
It still was funny, though.
It was still wet. So yeah, I mean, I knew that the padding was going to get taken up. I knew that the carpet's gonna be taken up, so yeah, I did bring some of the roller out on the carpet because I mean, why not? If I wanted to, I would take a poop on it. If I'm not,
gross.
So we painted the door, and then on Sunday, because I felt like I had to do something. I had to do one thing to the room, you know, because Renee's 21 weeks, and you.
It's getting there.
We need to have his room. I want to have his room ready here next 2 weeks. So I think I'm going to have it. Honestly.
Next 2 weeks? Wow.
I think I'm going to have it ready this week. I mean, well, aside from putting all the stuff together.
Oh, the furniture has. Yeah. Aside from the furniture.
Right. So I think the thing that we're going to put together first probably will be the dresser. Because I think that's going to be the hardest thing to do by myself if you're unable to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be putting the dresser together. And then we'll kind of go from there.
Okay.
You know, crib, bed, and everything else. Right. Everything else is should be pretty easy to put together. And then we need to finally inspect the car seats.
Yeah,
the stroller.
Yeah, we need to do that. We need to try those. We need to get the stroller out, set it up.
Yep, I need to and change the buckle on the car seats.
Oh, so much stuff to do.
Yeah, So yeah, well, I mean, we're pretty excited. Maya and Zoe are getting bigger, and Renee put a couple more posts out at valentinemom.com.
Yep, you can check it. You can check it out. Huge I am at valentinemom.com.
Yeah. Yep.
But so yeah, it was good. We installed the door.
Right.
That went okay.
Oh yeah, and so we took out the old closet door, the bifold door.
Oh, it was like the metal.
It was a metal one, kind of like. If you're watching the feed, you'll see a brown one behind Renee, and it was a metal white one that was that's behind Renee.
Yeah.
And so we took that one out, and we put a new one in. We went and got a wooden one that was primed and ready for me to paint, and we painted it white. I'm glad I didn't paint the doorknob, because I think a white doorknob would have been too much.
Mm-hmm.
We need to figure out something. Maybe I'll paint it with the room paint color.
What, the doorknob?
Mm-hmm.
In the thing?
Right.
You said white won't be good?
No, I mean, because if you look at all the other doors that have a closet door, the knob doesn't match the door color.
Okay.
What? No, talk to me.
No, I just thought the knob was going to be the same color.
No, talk to me, baby.
No.
Do you want it to be the same color?
I mean, I guess it really doesn't matter.
Do you want it to be the same color?
It'll probably just rub off.
That's true.
I mean, we're going to be opening and closing. And I just want to say hi to JK Grammar.
What is going on, JK?
Hi, JK.
What's going on?
So,
Who made this lovely border if you're watching live?
I don't know. Who made that lovely border?
Oh, J.K. Grammer did, of course, from the 10 Forward podcast. we got the door in. And I will say that was a little tricky at first because where we had painted it and everything.
Oh, God.
Some of the paint had gotten to the holes. So it was kind of like, oh, man, we got to figure out how to get these rivets into the holes for the guide and everything
else.
You
did it, though.
So we got it in, and we put the door in, and we had to do a little adjusting. I actually got to use my handy-dandy quick screwdriver, my Black & Decker that I had bought, and it was pretty nice. I mean, I pre-drilled the holes, and I mean, it was nice to do some of that. So I was really proud of us to get that in. So
yeah, it felt good.
Yep. So we got it in. I put some canvas down up under the door, and I needed to paint the inside
because
of the door.
I had to have that happen.
No, actually, I needed to have that happen. Mm. So it wasn't you, because I would have looked at that every time and been like, "Oh man, if I just had some white out, I can just use some white out every." But if I use a little bit of white out every time, every day for a year, I'll have it all covered. You know, but
white out.
Yeah, so I just went ahead and painted it.
Only you would do whiteout.
Yeah, only I would. But you'll learn. I'll learn some tricks. So getting the room done and seeing it, you know, it was kind of like, oh, man, so which room should we do next?
Jay was excited.
I wouldn't say excited, but I'm kind of like, you know what? It wasn't too bad.
We should do the hardest room first, which would be the front room.
I don't think that's going to be the hardest room. This room would be the hardest room, if you ask me.
Because of all the stuff?
Because of all the stuff. So, yeah. I mean, it'll be hard to maneuver. With the living room, we can push furniture way over and reach places with the extended pole and everything else. So yeah. I mean, I think that's would be harder for sure.
Mm.
and then so like we said, we play some Diablo and everything, which we'll be talking about.
Tons of Diablo. We'll be talking about that in games, but we definitely played tons of Diablo. It was super fun.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Since we're going to talk about it, let's go ahead and jump into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right, before we get into Flyboys that we watched, let's go ahead and talk about some Diablo.
Yeah, we'll change it up.
Yeah, so, let's go ahead and talk about some Diablo. So Reapers of Souls
came out
this past.
Jay had the whip.
No, I did not have to have the whip because we didn't actually play Act 5 until Friday.
We started Act 5 on Wednesday. We started Act 5 on Wednesday.
No, we didn't because we were painting. Or was it after?
No, it was
after the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And that went long, which I will say.
It was a big old map. That's the day that we were wanting to stop because we were tired, but we couldn't because the map was so big.
Right. So that was, if I had known the first checkpoint was that far off, we wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
So right after we recorded,
I was ready to go to bed.
Yeah. Right after we recorded Gaming After Dark, we started playing and it was almost 9 and we didn't go to bed until 11:30. And that first checkpoint was super, 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 super long.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this map is so huge and I had to clear it.
Yeah. Cause I mean, why play Diablo if you don't create a map.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a clearist here, and I have to clear the map.
Right.
Sorry to you all who just breeze through. I don't know how you all do that.
So I'm just letting you all know, if you are friends with us on Battle.net,
mm-hmm.
and you join our Diablo game, prepare to clear the whole map, which is fine. I'm a map clearer also, unless I'm doing bounties in adventure mode. I'm a map clearer. And don't run ahead. If it's Renee's game, follow Renee.
Because I will get pretty pissed at you.
She will get super grumpy. If you run off and do your own thing and start killing other stuff, and yeah, just be respectful, because I know when I join games, other Diablo games, I follow the person. I don't just run all over.
Yeah,
the place.
Because it's etiquette,
right?
It's somebody else's game.
I think so. So we finished on Friday night. Was it Friday? Yeah, it was Friday night.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Renee lost track of time. And then it was like 1:20 before we finished. But we had finished the game.
I didn't know what time it was, or I can guarantee you I wouldn't have played that long. That was nuts. I haven't stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning in months.
Before you got pregnant.
Before I got pregnant. So.
And I will say that I was glad we did that Friday night and not Saturday night, because we would have paid for it today.
Mm-hmm.
And played some more on Saturday, and then Saturday I got to play a little time. I had gotten a Crusader up on Tuesday to 36. Mm-hmm. Because Renee wasn't ready to play and stuff like that, so I started a Crusader. I got him to 36, and then after that, Renee, We did adventure mode.
And that was fun.
So we did adventure mode for my Crusader. So I came in at level 36. I turned it up to Torment 6. So that put it at Torment 6 at level 36. Renee was level 70. And we had Jimmy Marbles from the from the Hush Show.
That was fun.
Join us. So he picked up Diablo after the show last week. He bought Borderlands 2, and he's been wanting to play and game with us and stuff like that. And so he finally got a chance to run with us with some adventure mode. And so we did two acts of adventure mode where we got the bonus and everything. And by the time we finished, I think Jimmy and I were 61. So he went back, and he's going back and finishing the story.
They got 30 levels, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And it was fun, because at first it was really easy, mm-hmm. even on Torment 6. But I could just tell as they got higher in level, it was taking me a little longer to kill things.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, all right. So we ended up taking it down as they got higher.
Mm-hmm.
So
by
it wasn't
the time,
too bad.
Yeah, we went to Torment. But we didn't go to Torment 5 until level 58, 59. And then when it got 60, that's when I took it down one more to Torment 4. And so I got my Crusader. Now my Crusader is 65 or 66. So I am playing my Crusader, and I was doing some adventure modes today. I went AFK for too long, and I was almost done with an act, and I got disconnected.
How much of it was lost?
Oh, I had to start back over.
The entire?
Yeah, so I was just like,
wow, so it isn't checkpoint in between?
No.
Oh, that sucks. What if you, like, lose connection by accident?
Well, I mean, someone else is in it. But,
yeah, it's true.
But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I didn't lose anything. I was still getting XP. I just lost my progression of getting 5 bounties done in in Diablo. So that's kind of what Renee and I, while we're the bounty hunting couple, mm-hmm. is because we were playing adventure mode where we were hunting bounties in Diablo. And then one of the last bounties that we did was in this graveyard, and it was like packed full of blue and gold enemies. You remember that?
Yeah.
And we had
that was insane.
And it wasn't like, oh, we're fighting one. Oh, they're dead. Here comes, you know, and then we go to another one. It was like, no, we're fighting one. We're trying to run away from some damage from the other. And then we run into another. Running from that one, we run into another. So we're literally fighting 4 to 5 gold or blue packs at one time. And that lasted for a long
time. And there were deaths. Oh, yes. There were deaths.
Oh, yeah. Well, you died. I never died.
Well, la-di-da. Lucky you.
But Thraken and Frisco's, they had to get on to me because my barbarian.
Oh, gosh.
My barbarian, I was holding on to some legendary gear that I didn't need to hold on to. And I was, because I had the home pad, shoulder pads that let me bubble hearth home. I had the nemesis braces that bring an enemy every time I click a shrine. So it was fun doing that, and I didn't want to get rid of it. And I had the amulet that protected me from all, that made me immune to all arcane damage. So I had to keep it.
I hate it.
It was level 46.
Do you still have it?
I still have it, but
I don't use it. Are you going to give it up?
Oh yeah, I gave it up.
No.
When I said I gave everything up, I gave it up.
Cause you loved that.
I did. I sure did. I definitely did. So that's what we did, you know, this weekend. And then on Sunday, Renee was Diablo'd out. And so
I was. I mean, I played Diablo all freaking day. I played all night on Friday and all day Saturday.
And I will say, we haven't played a game like that in a long time.
Since, like, Lich King came out. No.
It was some Borderlands stuff.
Borderlands we played a lot like that.
But yeah. It had been a long time since we had a long gaming session like that. So, it was kind of good. I know I can't expect that often, you know, at all. But
I definitely have more energy now, but yeah, you can't expect that every single night.
So do you feel that your energy is picking back up?
Well, I am above where I am in the first trimester, but below where I was before I got pregnant.
Okay. Oh, wow. So I just made you super white.
Not that hard to do.
Man.
Stop it. Stop making me white.
I'm not. I'm trying.
No offense to the Caucasian listeners, but I don't want to be white.
Oh, man.
Stop it. But anyway, yeah, my second trimester, I don't know about awesome. Mm-hmm. But it's not. I mean, it's okay. Unfortunately, it's my worst trimester yet. First trimester was amazing.
She has hip pain,
except for fatigue. The fatigue was bad, but my hip pain is bordering make me want to punch someone.
Right.
So we did watch our movies by chance.
So yeah. So Sunday, it was time for us to watch television, catch up on TV, and we also watched our movies by chance, as Renee said.
And I found out I had already seen it. We started watching it. I was like, oh, I've seen this already, but yep. Jay hadn't.
So it was Flyboys.
Yeah. And this was recommended by El Bacho.
Yep. Mr. North Carolina from himself. So we watched it. It was good.
It's based on a true story.
About
some Americans going flying for the French in
World War One.
World War One. And it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And everything didn't have a fairy tale ending.
Yep.
But it was pretty dramatic, as you know, dramatic movies go. It starred Crusty Lips James Franco.
Okay.
And yeah, it wasn't bad. I liked it. The officer dude that trained them, I've seen him a lot of things.
Yeah, he's been in a couple of bad guy movies and good
yeah,
good
he's guy been movie. Bad guy movies.
Yeah, so yeah.
And then, so our movie for next week, we don't have one recommended, I don't think.
Nope, we don't have one recommended.
So I am going to, Hendo isn't, wow, he's in a dungeon, but maybe he could take some time out if you can get the numbers for him.
Yeah, that'll be 62 through 157.
Okay. 62 through 157. And we also watched Jay put on this documentary called The Science of Babies, and I squealed.
Yeah, because Renee like watching baby stuff.
And I love science, so it was great. So
yeah, it was on National Geographic channel.
Yeah, and it took you from the babies birth through their first year. Mm-hmm. Their movement, their intelligence, their speech, their like all this and all the stuff that has to happen for these things to happen. And one thing was cool is that when babies are born, they have a step reflex, which was pretty awesome.
Yep.
Babies step even though they can't walk, but they make the movements of stepping, which is pretty cool. And they seem to lose it, but it comes back when you put them up back underwater, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved all the science-y stuff, and I really enjoyed it. So thanks for doing that. We do have our number.
Okay.
It's 138.
All right.
Please let it be good. 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 138
is going to be.
Please let it be good.
Oh, bad news too, Renee, while I'm looking this up.
What's bad news?
24 is going away tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's a load of crap.
So I have to ask.
So we aren't going to finish 24.
I have to ask, have you ever seen Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes.
Well, that's the movie. That
why is it on there?
Because I probably put it on here so we can watch it.
Okay, well, we'll watch Beverly Hills Cop then.
Well, above it is The Adventure of Tintin.
We can watch and Beverly below, Hills Cop. You put it on there. We're going to watch it.
And the below. Okay.
I like Beverly Hills Cop.
Here we
though.
Go. Listen.
No. Beverly Hills Cop.
Listen. Beverly, above it.
Too late.
The Adventures of Tintin.
Beverly Hills.
Below it.
It's there in there. Now.
Girl Model.
I can't change it.
Which is a documentary.
I can't change it. It's in there.
Okay.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Whatever you need to do.
Axel Foley is amazing.
Whatever.
We should have named. Oh, if we had a son, we could have named him Axel Foley.
Really?
Would he have gotten teased? Probably.
I don't know. I think somebody's parents would have picked up and be like, "Man, that's from a movie."
Probably. And I actually want to say hi to Box Tech.
Yeah,
joined us.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Hi, Box Tech.
Yeah, definitely. Man. Oh, you remember the Box Tech? He reminds me of the old days of playing Dungeons and Dragons.
That was fun. Man, Hando, I'm sure somebody hasn't seen Beverly Hills Cop. We've seen it. Jay put it on there because he loves the movie.
Yeah, and also I will say I did go ahead and bump up 10-10 and
oh, that's fine.
And girl model.
What do you mean
as
bump
well.
It up?
Yeah,
bump it up where? Oh, so
yeah, it's up to the top.
Jay's gonna try to have us watch three movies this week.
I mean, I don't know if it's gonna happen. You know, if we don't watch, we may want to watch documentary instead.
Skype D&D sounds awesome. Now that we're down to two podcasts a week, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be. So I wish we, I wish we did Valentine Cast back when we were D&D.
That would have been fun.
Oh, man.
It was a really good time. I enjoyed it a ton.
Oh, that was awesome.
I would pick a different kind of character just to be different, but.
Yeah.
That was fun. So.
And everybody that plays D&D with me knows that I always end up playing a dwarf. And see,
Jay just cannot not play a dwarf. He doesn't know how.
I do know how, but I just choose not to.
You don't know how to.
So what's going to happen is somebody's going to hear that and they're going to do a game for us and be like, Jay, you cannot pick a dwarf.
Jay will like freak out.
I'll be like, all right, well, can I pick a, I don't know what I'll pick next. I really don't know what I would pick next. I'll figure out something. Maybe I could pick up one of those rock guys or something. Isn't that a rock guy? Okay, I think there was.
Yes, I want to say.
I don't know. Probably maybe. Not. I'm probably mixing it up with some other fantasy that I'm doing. And so Cosmos came on yesterday, as well as Walking Dead. So we watched Cosmos. And what did you think of Cosmos?
Cosmos. So this past episode of Cosmos, it was heavily into the physics of the planets. It was very much astrophysics to the max.
Yep.
And I have always been one. It takes a while for me to wrap physics around my brain. It just does. Physics doesn't come naturally to me. Natural sciences, yes. Physics, not so much.
Right.
So I had to really concentrate to understand the concepts that he was saying. But I really enjoyed him talking about the black hole.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the visuals for that were amazing. It was really good.
I will say the funniest part was Neil deGrasse Tyson riding the bike.
Yes, him riding the bike, especially the little cartoon of him riding the bike was funny.
Yeah.
So, but it continues to exceed my expectations, and I continue to like it a lot. And I look forward to next week's Cosmos. I'll be sad when the season.
How many
over.
Do you know how many episodes they made?
No.
Okay. While Renee's going to look that up. So earlier today, someone in the Tadpool, which is Thorin, he made, apparently Brian did a cover video this morning because there was no TMS. And they did like a cover Love Boat type deal. But anyway, the topic came up. And so somebody had a picture of the Love Boat crew, and I got featured as the black dude.
That's nice.
It was pretty funny.
Well, who else are you gonna pick? So that's awesome.
Well, I'm not the only black person that listens, I will say, but it was pretty cool to see that. And then I got a Matrix.
The Matrix one was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Morpheus.
Right, right. So
Jay as Morpheus.
So how many episodes?
13 episodes. Wow. The last episode will be June 2nd, 2014.
Exciting.
And here is a little tip for you. Do you know the animated sequences that had William and John Herschel walking on the beach?
Okay.
Excuse me. The dad's voice was Sir Patrick Stewart.
Oh, yeah. I thought you knew that.
No.
Oh man, yeah.
You were really paying attention.
Apparently. Well, I mean, you were really concentrating on the concepts.
Really,
I was playing
like a stupid person.
I was playing Diablo, and I knew it was Patrick Stewart.
Well, lucky you. Apparently, physics comes a little easier to Jay than to me.
Right, right, right. So. Definitely. And then after that, we watched Walking Dead, and then I will say it was the finale. Did it exceed or meet your expectations?
It met it.
Okay.
I thought it was one of the best episodes of the season.
Oh yeah.
There wasn't as much content, but it was, but what was there was quality content.
Well, they were tired. See, so I felt like, this whole season was a jigsaw puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And each season was the, grouping of the colors as when you're doing a puzzle, you're grouping the light, tiles and the borders and have people. So that there are one of the ways of people do jigsaw puzzles is they group colors,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So they have they have the picture, and then they have, okay, so all the greens are right here, all the blues and all the reds and all the borders are right here. You know, that's kind of how some folks do it. So this season was kind of like that. Like each episode was a grouping of the puzzle pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as you're grouping them, sometimes you'll find some pieces that will get put together and you put them together. And then the last show to me was actually them putting all the pieces together, you know? So.
Yeah. And I think they did it really well. Yeah, and Talking Dead was good. They had Andrew Lincoln on for the first time, like in studio.
Yep.
So that was good. Enjoyed. It was weird seeing Rick talk, who normally talks like this with his little English accent. His
Carl.
His Georgian accent is a little odd sometimes.
Right.
I let it go. It's a show, so
You don't watch it for his dialect. You watch it for the Zambies.
The Zambies, and we won't be seeing any more Zambies until October of 2015.
Yep.
2014.
14,
sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't mean to scare anybody. October 2014. So
yeah.
It's a long wait, but Mad Men is coming on in a few weeks, the final season.
And
also Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones
is coming on.
Yeah.
So we have those to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
You take one away, you give us two more. It's great.
Yep. And we always have Cosmos.
We always have Cosmos.
Which is
to return to. So I enjoy it. So, yeah. So that was our media for this week.
The fridge is not prepared.
What did you just say?
Nothing. I was just saying short show, but I didn't mouth it well enough. Did a horrible job. So,
well, I'm manning the boards.
Oh, sorry, Mr. All-Important Manning the Board.
So this is week 85.
It is week 85. And we want to...
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, I do the Lose It every other week now, and this is the off week. So if you want to join Lose It group, we've had a lot of people join, which is really exciting.
Also, you know who we just had join?
Who?
None other than Diddy.
Diddy joined?
Yeah, man. He came in with ferocity.
The facebook.com/group/frogpantslose it?
Yep.
Awesome. Make sure you join the challenge, too, dude, so you can add some numbers to that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So make sure to check us out. facebook.com/group/frogpantslose it.
Yeah. And then so Sunday, we just kind of, one of those days where we just kind of just want to kick it and everything. And so we went to Costco to pick up a little things.
Mm-hmm.
We picked up
all
the stuff that we needed. And then we also said, you know what, let's just pick up something that we can throw in the stove oven tonight. So we picked up their what they make there in the shop, their Costco chicken Alfredo.
Mm-hmm. And they have these pre-made meals all the time, and we walked past it a billion times but never got it. And it actually was really amazing. You know, I thought it was gonna be bland. It was great. It was awesome. It was just,
yeah. So it was great. You had that for lunch today.
Yeah, I did have the leftovers for lunch, and it was amazing.
It was.
So, so kudos to Costco. They might have some other good stuff there that we need to check out.
Yeah.
And then
on Thursday.
Thursday.
Renee had a craving.
It hit me like a freight train. I've never had a craving this hard. Even before pregnancy, ever had a craving this hard.
Right.
Even for Taco Bell. You know how much I crave Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I wanted a hot dog.
Renee, I was like, a hot dog.
Get me a damn hot dog.
So what's the big deal behind this? I mean, can't you just go and just get a hot dog from Sonic? I mean, come on.
I could have.
No. What, you're supposed to say no. You're not supposed to have a hot dog with your pregnancy.
Oh,
because
no,
of the nitrate.
I'm not supposed to have a hot dog with my pregnancy because of the nitrate. So I can't just get a hot dog from Sonic.
Right. So we went on a mission, which wasn't too hard to do, to find some nitrate-free hot dogs for Renee. So we ended up going to Meijer.
Meijer, yeah.
Went to Meijer, and we got some nitrate-free hot dogs. Renee got some potato, what were the buns?
Potato buns.
And, I got some chili because,
Jay,
you know,
cannot have a hot dog without chili.
I have to have it Carolina
Jeez,
style.
I
want my chili. I want chili with no beans. And then I want my coleslaw and I want my onions. You know, I mean, that takes me back home. Now, yes, I can have a hot dog with just mustard. You know what? I love hot dogs. Point blank. I like Chicago style. I like New York style. I like Carolina style. I like, good Lord, I like any kind of style of hot dogs. I just do. I just enjoy hot dogs. I mean, I remember for my daughter's birthday, we went to Sam's and got a big box of hot dogs. And... we ate them all. And it was me, my family, and everything else. It was like 12 of us, but, I mean, I bet we ate about 50 hot dogs, I bet.
Potato Buns is JK's wrestling name in high school.
Oh, nice.
Just want to let you all know that.
So, but go ahead, talk about your hot dogs.
It was amazing! I ate it, and I was like, I can't do anything else while I'm eating hot dogs, because I was like, this hot dog is so good, and I had the baked beans with the potato salad, and you mix it up. You have to eat them together at the same time.
Right, right.
That's how I eat mine. And it was great. And then we had hot dogs again on Sunday for lunch. And I was like, but I won't have hot dogs for a while. Even though we did get the nitrate-free one. You know, I'm trying
Well, you just didn't have them Thursday.
What?
You just didn't have them Thursday.
What?
You had hot dogs on...
Thursday and Sunday. That's what I said.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yes.
I wasn't listening.
Obviously. Obviously. Who's that? Antoine Dodson? Obviously.
Right.
So, anyway.
And then today, we got an email from Genghis earlier this week about them changing their points. Now we know why they changed their points. They actually raised... Well, we'll say why in a second. So we went to Genghis today because today was Double Point Monday. For Genghis. So we showed up. We pulled into Genghis at 5:30-ish. And there was no one there.
There was one other couple there. I was like, Okay. I was like, they're going to die.
I was like, oh, man, they about to go under. What is up? So we got in, you know, and then we noticed they have some new menu items where Genghis is Mongolian style, where you can go make your bowl and they cook it on the grill and all that other stuff. But the new menu items were actually bowls you can order at your table and they'll make it for you and they'll, you know, bring it out to you. We didn't do that. This was their first day of doing that because we go there so often.
Yeah, I think it's silly, actually.
Yeah, because we go there so often, they said that, you know, we get a... They made a bowl for us to try
out. Yeah, I guess they were training the people. Yeah, they were training the people. And they're like, because you come here so often. I was like, no, it's just you had an extra bowl. Don't just give it to us like we're special. Well, but anyway, so we tried it.
I think they knew that we'd be honest. I mean, because it was kind of bland.
Yeah, it was bland, and we told them that. We were like, it's kind of bland.
Bland. But something was just off today. But
Jay made up for it.
But what happened? What happened was, we got there. There was no one there. Just one other couple. And then all of a sudden, it was like within 5 minutes, they were packed. I just think people were just following our lead. What do you think?
Yeah. We walk in and then all of a sudden everybody walks in. I mean, the Valentines were in the house.
And they were like, we should go there.
Off.
Right.
The Valentines made it an awesome place to be.
So like I said, they had new menu items. And when we got the bill, I noticed that they actually raised prices again.
That was crazy. Because my bowl used to be, what, $6.99?
No.
At the very beginning?
$7.99. It was $7.99.
At the very beginning?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So they went up.
They raised 50 cents, right?
They went up 50 cents, so they went up 50 more cents.
Right.
So the bill was enough because, you know, when you go there, you used to knowing what you're going to pay, and then all of a sudden it's different. You're kind of like, oh, what the hell, you know? But that kind of happened and everything, and it was all right. We went there. I didn't eat my whole bowl because I wanted some sweet frogs afterwards. So, as we said, Minchie's closed here, but we have free sweet frogs now. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, but Jay, you were super excited for sweet frogs.
I was.
This is, all right, we walk out of Genghis. Here's Jay.
I want some sweet frogs!
And he kept singing it, and people thought we were insane.
Sweet frogs.
So I wanted some sweet frogs.
Yeah, so he was excited about sweet frogs just because. So.
I was.
But, good on you. Oh, sweet frogs is frozen yogurt. It's one of those little frozen yogurt bars. You go to, you get the frozen yogurt, you put all kinds of toppings on it. So
right.
It's not as good as Minchie's, but it's not bad.
They're still in business.
They're still in business. They're still in business. That's how Jay puts this. Still in business.
All right. So our good friend, Mr. Feisty.
Odds and ends.
Oh, Mr. Hi-Hat. But hey, we have some birthdays.
Mr. Hi-Hat?
I missed the hi-hat. Oh. He goes at the end of that.
We had
a birthday yesterday.
We did have a birthday yesterday, and we missed it.
Because we weren't friends with this person on Facebook. And he's a regular listener.
Did we miss it?
And he's always here with us, just like you all watching now. It was none other than Punk Gopher.
Woo!
It was his birthday yesterday. So happy birthday, Punk.
Happy birthday, Punk Gopher. And since, you know, he's here.
And we missed it last week.
Duh. You know what has to happen.
Oh, yeah. You about to get sung to.
That sounds weird. But okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Punk Gopher. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
I'm gonna put my hand up.
So I hope you had a wonderful birthday yesterday.
Yep, definitely.
Well, I was chilling watching Cosmos. You were having an awesome birthday.
Yeah. And then today is Punk Warlock, oh man, what's his name? Punk Rock Warlock?
Yes.
Punk Rock Warlock, Mr. Tim Anderson.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Today is his birthday today. Happy birthday to him. Tomorrow we have Muzi. Mark Muzi, his birthday is tomorrow from the Tadpool.
Happy birthday, Mark Muzi.
Yep. And then on Thursday
it is, sorry,
Jordan.
I closed my freaking Valentine cast notes. Why did I do
Jordan's
that?
Jordan's birthday is on
Jordan,
Thursday.
Jordan Duke's birthday. He's my coworker. He's cool. His birthday's on Thursday.
Happy birthday, Jordan.
Happy birthday.
And then on Friday is none other than the fitness geek, Bill Duran.
Happy birthday. I wonder if he's going to have birthday cake.
And also, if it's Bill's birthday, you know it's his brother's birthday.
Even though he's not on our list.
Happy birthday.
Because they're twins.
Yep. And then also on Friday is Brian Provost. It's his birthday as well from the Tadpool. On Saturday is none other than Robot Spider from the Gaming at the Dark podcast. One of the guys that we do a show with.
So, birthdays this week.
So happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
And then it's the school chef herself, Nora Gauss.
Happy birthday to you.
Sunday.
It is Sunday.
I love seeing all the menus and stuff that she posts.
I know. I'm just like, those kids got it good.
I know. We didn't have awesome stuff like that when I was in school.
Yeah.
And finally, we have a wonderful thing to leave off on.
Yes.
I wanted to say a huge congratulations to Aaron from the Black Astronauts podcast.
Yep.
His first child, a little baby girl, was born, was it Wednesday? Thursday. Maybe even Friday. It might have been Friday.
I think it's Thursday.
Thursday or Friday.
Reason I say Thursday is because Wednesday was when he was in, they were at the hospital.
And they were just waiting. Oh, so it was probably Thursday.
So it was Thursday.
So congratulations, Eleanor. I think it's. No.
Eve?
Yep. I think it was a longer name than that, but I can't remember.
It's Evelyn.
Evelyn.
But they're going to call her Eve.
Oh, they're going to call her Eve? Okay.
And then how do we know that he wanted her name out there?
I didn't.
Think about that.
Well, yeah. It's out there now. Well, it was on. Okay.
It was on the what? Facebook?
Was it on Facebook?
It was on Facebook, but you can control Facebook. I don't know if you put it on Twitter or not.
Happy day of your birth, Eve. Welcome to the world. Your dad's crazy.
Well, you know what? They don't know their last name, so.
They don't. No one knows Aaron's last name.
It's all good.
This is true.
So, I have an email.
Yay! Email.
So, this email.
Pre-email.
I will say, this email came in hours before our last show, and I was checking our email 2 days after, and I felt extremely, extremely sad and that I didn't check the email before the show. Udella and Diddy sent an email in, and they said, "Hi, Jay and Renee. Diddy and I wanted to wish you a happy 150th show tonight.
Woo!
Looking forward to listening tonight. Love the show. And it makes Mondays way better. Thank you, Udella and Diddy, for sending that email. Again, I apologize for not reading the email before the show. And I want to apologize to our listeners on Alpha Geek Radio that may have tuned in last week.
Oh, Jay.
And it wasn't playing.
That's okay. You can blame it on pregnancy.
Yeah, I guess I could. So thank you so much for sending the email. If you want to do that, you can send us an email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast, the Facebook page. You can go find it at facebook.com/valentinecast. If you want to call us, you can do so. What's that number? 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278.
Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
And if you want to go listen to some other shows that we, you know, think you should listen to, you can go listen to Jimmy and them over at the Hush Show. That's thehushshow.com. You can listen to J.K. Graham and his folks over at 10forwardpodcast.com. You can also listen to Aaron and his crew on why they're doing that thing over at blackastronauts.com. You can check out Kai Love and Leticia over at The Pisces Life.
Yep.
We have Eric Snyder, Eric Mahler and them over at... Well, his brother, they do the gaming podcast, 8-Bit Mahler. But you can see Mr. Mom Daily. You can check out Nicole and what she's doing over at nerdparents.com. Also, check out all the folks over at frogpants.com. We know you'll get some good quality listening over there. So... thank you all for being here with us. And thank you so much for tuning in. Chat room, we love you guys.
We do.
Thank you so much for being here. And you, the listeners, just listen to this later. We love you guys, too. So continue and send us an email. Keep interacting with us. And I will say, Cajun Dave is crazy. Have no idea who you are. But, son.
Cajun Dave?
You're crazy. He's okay. The one that was tweeting Aprilian and I.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's a top conservative of the United States. So,
wow. That's impressive.
Very impressive. But you all have a great week. Enjoy the weather.
Lovely.
Sorry for those folks that got some snow.
Yeah, it's great here.
It is awesome.
I'm not going to lie.
70s all week. We'll see you guys later. Bye. You want to say bye?
Bye, everybody. Boops.